I'm dyslexic and find it difficult to understand what I have written in terms of grammar and structure. I was recommended to use the text-to-speech on Word, which is helpful to understand what I have written. This has helped me immensely as it allows me to hear what I have written and then rephrase pieces of work. I also find it difficult to write and spell. I have self-funded an iPad laptop, which has helped me to make notes and minutes and also to perform my job.
Good evening. My name is Isaac, and I'm going to tell you about how I manage my dyslexia while working at London Underground. As a full-time staff CSA1, you need to write on the whiteboard to communicate with customers, and such writing or messages needs to be written on a daily basis. Knowing that I have dyslexia and a bad spelling problem, what I do first is write down the message on a piece of paper and proofread it. Then I use the dictionary on my phone to check the spelling as well as the meaning to any particular words I've written down. I find this helps to the extent that my colleagues never even need to know that I have dyslexia at all, and then I write it neatly on the board. However, on speaking to the specialists in the field, I found there is lots of other help, e.g. a talking dictionary, dyslexia apps, a reader on the phone, a dictation app, and these can easily be downloaded and can therefore help with day-to-day life without having to face any embarrassment or having to explain yourself to anybody at all. I found out there is a huge advantage in speaking to people who know about dyslexia, as they are extremely helpful and practical and understand dyslexia from different angles. Have a wonderful day.
Reading emails has always been challenging for me. Subject for emails can be vexed with important work-related emails amongst general TfL updates. With volume of emails fighting for attention, it is easy to forget what has been emailed and read. It can also be confusing and difficult to prioritize what needs to be actioned. My solution for this is to use folders in Outlook to categorize emails via subjects. I move emails into folders once I have glanced over what information I need to know. Folders that contain work I need to go through are flagged in green when they have been worked on and red when they are outstanding. I use amber as a flag color when the email is yet to be concluded. This mainly helps when I am waiting for information to be confirmed before I can complete the job. This helps me to see at a glance what work I've completed and what is yet to be actioned. This I've also found useful as it gives emails a home so I can refer to the emails as and when it is needed. I have found Outlook to have useful tools in the program. One of my other organization tips is to use my inbox. If I receive an email which is only addressed to me, the email is highlighted in a color. Mine is pink. I also make it bold so I do not miss important emails. This is all done by programming Outlook to categorize these emails. Color coding emails and using colored flag has always been a great visual aid and is something I use as second nature.
I work in the maintenance department. While on a work training course, I was finding it really hard to manage the reading. I was telling a colleague, and he said that when he'd done his degree, he had found out that he was dyslexic. He suggested that I look into it. I had never heard of this before. I asked at work and found out we had a dyslexic assessment service, so I went for this. I found out I was dyslexic, and this explained a lot to me. I can find it difficult to read instructions at work if words are used that I haven't used or seen or heard before. If I'm using the computer, I can use the screen reader called Read and Write Gold. If I'm not on a computer, I have to use the online dictionary or my smartphone. These strategies help me to get around my reading difficulties. I also attend this TfL dyslexic class to work on my reading, writing, and spelling skills. This has improved my skills and boosted my confidence. I would recommend that staff go for help if they feel their reading, writing, and spelling skills are an area of difficulty.
I was diagnosed with vision dyslexia at the end of final year of my degree in business communications. I found out that I was reading visually and sounding out words right in my head, but what was written in front of me was a completely different word. I also cannot see words spelt wrong that are unfamiliarised with myself. In my job role within the Access Department, I have to read the technical documents and possession plans and timetables and several other large bodies of work. I use this specialist audio-aided communication tool for completing various tasks called Read and Write Gold. I have found this program to be a godsend in my own private world. It converts words, small paragraphs and large bodies of text into audio format, so I can hear the words it reads from the converted documents and emails sent and received to myself. It lets me hear clear the mistakes in what I've written and reading. I also attend a dyslexia class each week, which also supports me with my reading and spelling and helps me develop coping techniques and strategies for completing the job to a high standard. The dyslexia class is also an excellent networking tool and helps to show you are not alone within London Underground and dyslexia is the norm, whatever that means.
Before joining TFL, I was unaware that I was dyslexic, although I always knew that I struggled with reading, writing and spelling. I joined TFL in 2015, and within the first 3 months of joining the company, my manager suggested I should get an internal assessment. In turn, this assessment diagnosed me with dyslexia. This allowed me to gain many reasonable adjustments within the workplace to help with my work and improve my personal development. In my day-to-day work, I usually have to draft many important documents that are sent out over to contractors. With the level of professionalism needed, reasonable adjustments that I have on offer in my office allow me to effectively tackle my struggles of reading, writing and spelling. To name a few, I am allocated 2 screens at my desk to allow me to have templates and specialist computer software always on display when performing at my job. I also have software called Read and Write Gold, which helps dictate works which I struggle to read. I am also studying part-time to become fully qualified, therefore I am allocated extra time when I sit exams. I can also submit my work to the company's internal dyslexic assessor to help proofread my assignments before submitting them for grading. The adjustments that I have been given within the workplace have allowed me to perform above and beyond my expectations for my job, as well as achieve the highest grade in my year for my assignments.
When I was in university, I was told by my lecturer that I may be dyslexic, but I didn't take much notice. Then one of my managers in London Underground suggested I could be because he noticed the way I couldn't pronounce certain words and was not able to recognise them when reading. I write a lot of emails, and even though I proofread them, I may send them out with errors in them. A lot of the time, my emails or documents have some sentences that do not make any sense. At work, I have to write a lot of assurance and reports for my project team. This involves a lot of detail and needs to be signed off before any works can be done. I have to rewrite a lot of the reports or they are rejected. I can spend a lot of my time proofreading and editing my work. I also have to take minutes and will sometimes ask my colleague to proofread and rewrite some sentences for me. I also sometimes take my minutes to the Learning Zone dyslexia class for help with proofreading and fixing any mistakes with grammar and punctuation. The class has helped me to improve my reading and with rephrasing sentences.
I was diagnosed with dyspraxia 2 years ago after my nephew obtained his own diagnosis at school. He described his difficulties to me and they had striking similarities to my own. Knowing about your neurodiversity gives you power to recognise aspects of your work that are difficult, bordering on impossible. And knowing that it is not your own failing but simply a way your condition manifests itself is strangely comforting. I found the reviewing of technical documentation next to impossible. Although wading through business speak is soul-crushing at the best of times, with dyspraxia my attention will drift, only to return sometimes minutes later, sometimes never. And I found the most successful and productive meetings for me numbered no more than 4 attendees. I bring out my voice recorder and capture only on paper the times when something relevant is mentioned. This means I can fully engage with a conversation without the need for note-taking. I always follow up a meeting with an email that summarises its content and agreed actions. I joined a program run by the Union TSSA some 5 years ago to raise awareness about all different types of neurodiversities. I have since become a rep specialising in helping staff in their working life and raising the awareness to both themselves and their management of the huge advantages that their neurodiversity can afford them.
So what is dyslexia? I was never aware that I was dyslexic, and I thought that signs of dyslexia would be picked up at a young age at school. I coped with my day-to-day life not knowing that I was dyslexic, so to me, being diagnosed did not change the way I live. However, since my childhood, I have struggled with reading and I lacked concentration when reading novels. I tend to read short stories and magazines, as any books that I start to read are usually put aside after reading the first chapter. When I was at school, I also found it hard to study for exams and to revise, so was not too keen on further studies. When I write, I see words differently than any other person, but to me, they look correct. When I applied for my job at TFL, I was told that my math skills are excellent, and I worked for many years still not knowing I was dyslexic. Then I had more pressure work and had to stay long hours to finish my tasks, sometimes nearly doing 12 hours of work a day when other colleagues would finish much sooner. I was advised by Occupational Health to go for a dyslexia test, but at first I was hesitant and shocked, but then came around to the idea that I should go and see a specialist. I was assessed at TFL and it was confirmed that I was dyslexic, and the assessor also helped me enormously with my work. There are tools that are available that will help you with reading format and reading back documents. Some dyslexia people need a quiet corner to work, and using coloured paper for writing also helps. There is a dyslexia class which is run once a week by TFL, and by going there it has helped me to know that I'm not alone in coping with my dyslexia, but as a group we help each other and learn from our teacher. So if you think that you may be dyslexic, then get yourself assessed, as it will improve the way you work and help you with other obstacles in life.